gate to purify this holy way. Jagged claws across the sea, crying over everything you eat. Held apart, begging your fear to hold your hand for one more year. Prostitutes for hope blind, the bad ideas inside your mind. Turn your thoughts away from love towards slave driving karmic blood, giving birth in the prison pit. No one cares, it's easier to quit.
Good morning. This is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today is a very special edition of Foxtrot because I have my good friend Carter Wagner in the studio with me. Say hi, Carter.
Hi.
That was Carter Wagner saying hi from WMFO Studio. We just listened to Business as Usual by Coma Cinema. Fun little fact about Coma Cinema is that he's from the town that's like 40 minutes from where I'm from, and I've talked to him on Twitter before, and he was kind of mean to me. But
he was mean. There's like a mini story there. You got like 30 seconds.
About what? Oh, about he was mean to me? Well, because I tweeted, I was like, nobody told me Coma Cinema was from Spartanburg, which is like the town for me. And like literally 20 minutes later, he like quote tweeted me and was like, oh yeah, I'm from born and raised Sparkle City. I was from where the mill.
Like he was mad at you.
Like he was like, yeah, why'd you say that? And then I was like, oh, I just thought it was cool. I'm from Greenville. I thought it was cool. And he's like, oh, I played in Coffee Underground. And I was like, oh, I've been there before.
Thanks for that. Nice. And that was us.
Yeah, it was really nice. No, but Coma Cinema makes some cool music. He's also, I don't think he goes under that name anymore. He goes by Elvis Depressedly, I think is the.
I don't know how I feel about that switch.
No, I definitely like Coma Cinema more, especially because I think that the listeners at home can't see, but there's a fun little dog as the album cover there that I think is really iconic that none of his Elvis Depressedly album covers really get.
I feel like Elvis Depressedly is just a whole other vibe.
A lot of people are calling it sort of a depressed vibe is what I'm hearing.
So is it like, okay. So at least the name change is, like, in line with the music he's making. Because, like, what if he, like, went to hyperpop and he just started going by Elvis Depressedly? I feel like it's, like, a whole other...
I think his music's still the same that I know of. So, anyway, off of that tangent. Carter, we're going to play some of my music, we're going to play some of Carter's music, and we're going to tell each other what we think about each. So, Carter, what are your thoughts on Business as Usual by Coma Cinema?
I thought that it had a nice drive, a nice little opening type feel for the opening of the show. I was a fan, personally. I don't know about Elvis Depressedly, but other than that.
I'll take that as a win. Okay. We're going to be playing some more music tonight. We're going to be gabbing. I hope you all enjoy the special edition of Foxtrot. So without further ado, here's some more tunes.
But that doesn't mean I can tell you the truth. Tell me how the fuck I'm supposed to deal with losing you.
Okay, we just listened to Death Cup by Mom Jeans, and just before that was What Are We Gonna Do Now by Indigo D'Souza. I'm a big D'Souza-nator.
Are you?
Yeah, I think she's from like an hour and a half from me. This is a very local show, apparently, an accident. But,
You're all getting a little taste of South Carolina.
Yeah, except she's from North Carolina. It's still like an hour away. What did you think of that song before I talk about it, Carter?
The first one?
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic personally. I thought there's a part like a minute and a half in where everything just kind of like kicks together and there's a really busy bass and the cymbals are going on the drums. And I just really liked it from just like a instrument standpoint. Wow, I really felt that. I really finished that one.
No, but you're right. There's a real build up there.
Feels good.
I turned up the music in here, the volume, I should say. We were jamming. There was some...
It was good.
I was, like, kind of conducting a little bit.
Oh, if you can
kind of...
As you do. The earth was moving around here.
Yeah, everyone was like, whoa!
Oh, my God.
Foxtrot is playing a real banger right now. We're tuning in. And
I heard people screaming that from the streets.
Yeah, it was like, kind of a riot outside. I don't know if you guys could pick up on that. But, no, it's a good song.
It's
again, if you have not checked out Indigo D'Souza, I highly recommend her. She's very cool. Okay, that second song, Death Cup by Mom Jeans. I prefaced that song by telling Carter I thought he was going to hate it.
Yeah, and then he said that he didn't like, that he thought he liked it, but he thought the voice sounded a little bit funny, and I didn't really think about that until he said it, but then I couldn't unhear it.
He's just whining the whole time. But it's like, I had to try to explain to Carter what Midwest emo was, and then I realized I couldn't do it.
What is Midwest emo?
Midwest emo... It's like, so it's bands like American Football, Modern Baseball, The Front Bottoms, where it's just like whiny guys with, I think, sort of guitar-led bands just playing, just whining about their problems and being sad about it. But usually there's occasionally some really lush instrumentals in there, as you get with Death Cup.
That ending is very cool. They did that weird scream.
With the scream?
You should have seen Noah. He was like miming the scream. It was intense, and I'm a little scared, but I enjoyed watching him have a good time.
The scream really sells it, though. I think that's like Midwest emo. Like, half the songs are just guys screaming in them, I feel like that.
I'm genuinely just happy that the Midwest is finally getting to do. Personally, as a Midwesterner myself, I feel that we don't always get the respect that we deserve. People call it a flyover state. That's just garbage.
I feel like it's deserved.
What? We can have this debate. The beauty of the Midwest. It is
the beauty. There's like no hills.
What? You like hills? You enjoy Tufts because of the walk from from Latin Way up to Carr.
All I'm saying, as someone who has driven through like Iowa several times in their life, just seeing flat corn, I think, for 3 hours is one of the most hopeless feelings of despair I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah, it's not fun to drive through the Midwest. You know what it's great to do in the Midwest?
What?
Live.
I will say, I did visit Iowa City one time. Very pleasantly surprised.
Iowa City, they have an amazing art museum. they have, it's like close to Grinnell, so it's like a nice little college town moment. And it's just like, it's a nice city with everything you need, with like still a city feel, but people are nice and they're pleasant and they're not elitist. And that's Iowa City we're talking about. And then you go to like Minneapolis, Chicago.
I'm a Minneapolis fan. My sister lives in Minneapolis.
It's nice. It's great. Good people.
But you're okay, so all of that is on one side of the pros, but you're forgetting the cons
of Ohio.
Ohio, exactly. Ohio, that's the only one I was going
to
say.
So my background is I grew up in Michigan until I was 12, and then I moved to Chicago. And as a Michigander, which is what we are called.
Is that actually true?
That is exactly what it's called. Not going to swear. That is exactly what it's called. Michiganders, and I have a natural hate for Ohio because of the war that we fought. And I will never get over it, and because of Ohio State.
Yeah, no, I figured. No, I agree with that. I think if I were to step in Ohio, I think, like, demons would just go through my eyeballs.
I mean, that is a little extreme, but I will say that when you drive through Ohio, the skies get a little bit darker.
I fully believe. That's kind of how we feel with... I think that's actually how a lot of states feel with South Carolina. There's, like, a whole...
But you have the... Well, I guess you have a moon on your flag, but, like, that's unbelievable.
Okay, here's what I'll say about South Carolina.
Fire flag.
Okay, so we have regressive policies... Yada, yada, yada. Our branding goes unbelievably hard.
Unreal.
Our flag rocks. Our state motto, it's so much better than every other state's state motto. Our state motto is, while I breathe, I hope. Which, that goes hard. Like, I don't know what else to say to you guys.
You get filled with something. Okay, I have one state motto that I think is better.
Okay.
New Hampshire.
Okay, well, that's not fair. New Hampshire's is like the best.
Which is,
it's
live free or die.
Live free or die.
That's now, just fire.
But, like, a lot of them are really bad. Like, if you look at the state motto list, they're pretty atrocious. I will say the one downside of South Carolina branding is our state drink being milk. But as like, Carter and I learned...
last year. So we invented a game called... There's a Wikipedia page, which is the list of all state drinks. Or every state that has a drink, it lists all of them in order.
It's like 30 of them, I think.
Yeah, and so we play a game where we go in alphabetical order, and we try to guess what each state's drink is. So, if I were to say Alabama, you would guess...
Milk.
Because the answer to, like, two-thirds of them, maybe, like, 65-75%, was milk.
It's not hyperbole, it was just all milk.
It's all milk. And then you get, like, a couple waters, a tea, a tomato juice. But, like, the rest...
It's milk. It's pure milk.
It's all milk. The dairy industry...
The dairy industry is holding a gun to these state lawmakers' heads and saying, you're going to make our state drink milk.
Lobbyists are ruthless.
Like, that night where we learned this fact, I think was one of the top 10 most shocking moments of my life. Of just being like... Like, this moment of realization, like... Who is making you do this? No one...
It had me just really question all of, like, every decision that society makes.
And
it's like we all just arbitrarily were like, yes, milk, because we thought the dairy industry was important.
And I'm saying this someone who I think appreciates milk more than the average person.
Elaborate.
As a kid, I just always liked milk. Like, I don't drink it now.
Is that why your bones are so strong?
Yeah. I've actually never broken a bone.
Yep.
So there you go.
Because South Carolina state drink was milk.
it was ingrained in me at a very young age.
Sorry, I derailed you,
though. Every time we did the pledge, we had to... So we'd say, pledge allegiance to the flag, you know, etc. And then we'd have to drink a glass of milk and then dip our little cookies in it and then eat it.
This isn't South Carolina.
I was lying. But.
Oh, okay. I didn't pick up on that. I was so confused.
Okay. That's enough tangents for now. I think we're going to play some more music. We got some of Carter's tunes up next, so we're going to... Hear what Carter has brought to the show. Surely it'll be good. All right, let's play some more music.
Maybe life's all Listen to talk to someone who care to love. Could it be you? Could it be you? Situation gets rough, then I start to panic. It's not enough. It's just a habit, a kid, you're sick. Well, darling, this is it. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They do it all the time.
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 Do it all the time. I hope you know that this will go down on your permanent record. Oh yeah? Well, don't get so distressed. Did I happen to mention that I'm impressed? One, cause you left me, and two, two, two for my family, and three, three, three for my heartache, and four, four, four for my headaches, and five, five, five for my lonely, and six, six, six for my sorrow, and seven, seven for no tomorrow, and eight, eight, I forget what eight was for, but nine, nine, nine for lost God, ten, 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 ten. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Do it all the time.
Do it all the time.
Do it all
We just listened to Kiss Off by Violent Femmes. Just before that, we listened to Mary by King Perry. And before that, we listened to Perspective, parentheses, Interlude by Kana, Beddoes, and Burns Twins. Carter, do you want to talk about these songs? These are your tunes.
So. I do. I'm going to hope my chair stops squeaking.
And your microphone's working.
Wonderful. That's so good to hear. So, I guess just going in order, Perspectives, just like, well, when Noah asked me to come on and bring songs, just like my immediate reaction was, let's do songs that are like meaningful to me. So Perspective is by those three artists, Burns Twins being the one that I'm like, that has like a connection to. They went to my high school.
Oh.
Yeah, and they were twins, as in Burns Twins is in the name.
That's a really on-the-nose name.
Yeah, and the drummer and bassist, the song, they were drummer, one was a drummer, the other one was a bassist, and they kind of set a foot in the Chicago music scene, so I ended up replacing the bass player when I was a freshman. He had graduated the year before I came to my high school. So
you replaced him in the high school band, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, not okay. Sorry, that phrase.
You became the new Burn twin.
Yeah, exactly. I was the triplet.
Yeah.
It was kind of awkward because they just kept the name. But yeah, so I replaced him in bass. And yeah, so that's always just kind of been like, oh my God, I love the song, and I was always going to love it and play it. And then I've kind of turned it sort of into like my mantra of like, when I get stressed out, it's just like,
It's a groove.
It's a groove.
Is what I'll say. I was kind of grooving. I was not in my head. I was rocking it back and forth. It was
beautiful. I felt so validated.
It was a sight to be seen. Yeah.
And then you want to talk about Mary?
Yeah. So that next song we played, Mary by King Perry. Notice the rhyme.
Mm.
We kind of decided to do it the spur of the moment as we were listening to Perspectives, because we had brought it up before, because Carter, me, and two of our other friends, shout out to Sarah and Grace, we went to a Ginger Root show in Cambridge. At the Sinclair. And where nothing eventful happened, but King Perry was the opener.
Well, nothing eventful. It was a fantastic show. Ginger Root puts on
Ginger Root puts on a heck of a show.
Arguably one of the, I mean, yeah.
It was actually probably the best concert I've been to.
Yeah, for sure.
When I meant nothing eventful, I was like, nothing bad happened to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. But King Perry opened, and we had never heard of them. And it was just like, okay, sorry to King Perry, but I think the funniest part of watching them was like the guitarist.
He just had this like, if anybody's ever watched Video Game High School, he's the doppelganger of the law. And he's just like very like such a gifted guitarist. Like you watch him work and like how his brain works.
He was doing his thing.
It was really impressive, and he has every right to be in the industry. His stage presence, he just kind of like sat and squatted and leaned back, and he put his shoulders up, and he just kind of stayed there and did like the stank face, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like stank face is best with bassists because like they there's some more movement there. When guitarists do stank face, I don't know, it just makes me a little bit uncomfortable. But like, hey, that was the whole show. So that was, we got into it because of him, but we stayed for Mary.
Yeah, Mary, this was the last song they played, and I will say when they played it, the ending, it was like a minute and a half, 2 minute long trumpet solo.
Oh yeah, the
guy with the good stage presence. It's like a two-man band.
Guy with the good stage presence has really good stage presence. The whole time he's got like his keys and like his all of his mixing equipment, and he's basically just like DJing but during
singing
the performance
too.
And remixing and singing all at the same time. And the other guy's just doing guitar. So that's like really cool. He does Mary by, you know, like laying down the tracks, like Charlie Puth. Cool. Like him. So he's doing that, and then the guitarist comes in and starts doing some stuff, and then the guy just grabs a bass, kind of from like the ether, and just starts throwing down this like ridiculous bass line.
Oh my God, it was so
like,
good.
It is absolutely like mesmerizing to like watch him do it. It's like moving all up on the neck. It was absolutely fire. And he does that, and I'm like, wow, okay, this whole time he could just like rock the hell out of bass, and I didn't even realize. And then like at the end
he pulls out he goes behind his little DJ box of wonders and pulls out a trumpet and then just starts playing the most beautiful melody you've ever heard in your life. And we were just staring like, and this man also has like, I should to give more context, he's like the most luscious hair you've ever seen in your life.
Beautiful curly beard.
And so you're just watching this like Jesus man
mm-hmm.
play this song of wonder on this trumpet, and you're like, our minds were collectively blown in that moment just watching him. And then he's like, okay, that was our show. And it was like, you guys are just gonna end after that?
That's it? Once you finally got me like really into you?
Because that was their best. And
Sunshine was pretty good.
Sunshine was good. I liked Love It or Leave It as well. Yeah. King Perry's pretty good. I will say they were so much better live than I think
their recording.
Their recordings give them justice. Don't get me wrong, the recordings are good. But I think seeing them live is a whole other experience. Yeah. And if for some reason you're ever in an area and King Perry's there, it's a good show. They're only playing for us for like, what, 40 minutes? But it, again, it was also the perfect opener for Ginger Root. So did I. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to talk about that last song?
Yeah, Kiss Off. I'll talk about it real quick. My dad has this dream of me playing a like show with my band in like 10 years on like a back porch. We live in the city. We don't have like a back deck where you could like host a concert. But that's his dream, to do like a porch concert. And I play this song and all of us. He's like, if you played a song for anyone from Gen X, they're all going to go crazy. And I was like, what is going on? And then I started to listen to the song and I was like, okay, it's a banger.
It's a banger.
And yeah, I'm a big fan of it. So also shout out Lexi Cohn, who also is a big fan of Violent Femmes. And yeah.
I've been meaning to get into them, but I haven't really give them a quality listen, but just, this was good.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's like folky, but it's like a little,
yeah,
like almost grungy. I don't know.
I'm whoa,
not grungy, but like the same.
No,
feel.
No. I'm not talking about that, dude. Do you hear that?
Oh, do I?
Do you hear? It kind of sounds a little bit like a PSA.
Does it now?
Yeah.
Well, if it did sound like a PSA, that PSA would sound like this. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover that camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
You know, that's so real. I don't know if you guys have seen that Black Mirror episode. Cover your laptop. Although that guy kind of sucked, I guess. So maybe it was good he didn't. But in general, you should cover your laptop camera.
I have not seen Black Mirror, so I can't.
Oh,
I know.
You should get on that. I'd get on that with you, honestly. I'm down to rewatch Black Mirror anytime.
What if I say no?
I think I would literally pee my pants and cry. Like, just tears of sobbing pure waterfall from my dainty little eyeballs.
Okay, I'll watch it then. Like,
okay, I'm glad we all agreed on the same page. Okay, we got more music to play. I hope you're all enjoying the show so far. I'm really enjoying having Carter on. Potentially. Actually, I won't say that yet. With that being said, let's listen to some more music. If I do say so myself. Okay.
My friend has problems with winter and autumn. They give him prescriptions. They shine bright lights on him. They say it's genetic. They say he can't help it. They say you did catch it. But sometimes you're born with it. My friend has fight. He gets shakes in the night. And they say that there's no way that they could have caught it. In time takes its toll on him. It is traditional. It is inherited predisposition. All day I've been wondering what is inside of me. Who can I blame for it? I say it runs in the family. The family that carries me to such great lengths to open my legs up to anyone who'll have me. It runs in the family. I come by it honestly. To which you walk and who knows it might fill me up. Depressed, she's a wreck, she's a mess. They've done all sorts of tests and they guess it has something to do with our grandmothers, grandfathers, grandmothers, Civil War soldiers who badly infected her. My friend has maladies, rickets and allergies that she dates back to the 17th century. Somehow she manages in her misery, strips in the city and shares all her best tricks with me. Well, I'm well, I mean I'm in hell. Well, I still have my health, at least that's what they tell me. If wellness is this, what in hell's name is sickness? But business is business and business runs in the family. We tend to bruise easily, bad in the blood. I'm telling you cause I just want you to know me. Know me and my family, we're wonderful folks. But don't get too close to me cause you might not be a Mary, have mercy, now look what I've done. But don't blame me because I can't tell where I come from. And running is something that we've always done well. And mostly I can't even tell what I'm running from. I'm from the pity, from responsibility. Run from the country and run from the city. I can run from the law, I can run from myself. I can run from my life, I can run into debt. I can run from it all, I can run till I'm gone. I can run from the office and run from the cause. I can run using every last ounce of energy. Don't tell my family, they never forgive me. They say that I'm crazy, but they would say anything if it would shut me up.
You spend my time.
We just listened to Thinking of You by Slaughter Beach, comma, Dog. Before that, we listened to Runs in the Family by Amanda Palmer. I will say with that first song, I played the first 2 seconds of it, and Carter had a visceral reaction.
A visceral reaction? I laughed. And I laughed for like a while. Like for at least 35, 40 seconds of that song. I was just leaning back in my chair, cackling.
It's good. Like, what's to say? All
right, here's the thing. I have like three playlists. One of them is just like 70s rock, like Elton and Bowie, and it's just like my like in my feelings playlist, and like the Beatles, and like that's it. My other playlist is has 498 songs, and it's called Bus Bops, and it's just like my master playlist, and any song I ever like I put on there.
Having 500 songs in a playlist is literally like a Geneva war crime.
Like, I mean, it's a crime I'm proud to commit. I just shuffle, and whatever I want, or I go through and I queue it. It's like a like songs playlist, but I share the account with my family, and so it would all get mixed together. I love it. It's great. And I just put it on, and it's chaotic, and I love. And my third playlist is called Random Bangers. And Random Bangers is like 50 songs, probably, maybe less. And the entire point of Random Bangers is songs that I think are so hard, so good, but they are not, they're just too weird to go on the regular playlist that, again, has 500 songs. Yeah. It's like there's 50 songs that I'm like, those are just too weird. And the difference between that playlist and the song you played is that those songs are bangers.
This song is a banger.
I don't know what happened. I was at the circus. I was at the opera, but the whole time, but not in like a Queen way, like a Night at the Opera, like a 14-year-old kid who's getting just starting music production and is like, yo, I'm gonna make opera but EDM. Like that was
okay.
That was what I got personally.
The song came on my Discovery Weekly this week. And I was in a funk on Monday. Like, I was in a really bad state. And I was, like, walking. And then this song came on, and I was like, whoa! And it, like, partially took me out of the funk. And I was like, this is the greatest song ever written. I don't know. I just feel like it's real, like, like, it just keeps, it's a real driver. It's driving you along. And I think her intonation is very unique. Is that the correct use of the word? I'm going to say it.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah, her
intonation's unique. Valid. I think, I don't know, it's just different, which leads us to our next song, was Carter's big critique of Thinking of You by Slaughter Beach Dog. Do you want to go into that?
First off, what are these band names?
Slaughter Beach Dog, actually.
Slaughter Beach.
Comma Dog.
Thank you.
Was actually started by somebody who was in Modern Baseball. Fun fact.
Interesting. Okay, so it's like an offshoot of emo, Midwest emo.
But I think a lot of people would not consider Slaughter Beach Dog, especially the later stuff like this, Midwest emo. But okay. I think a little bit of their earlier stuff kind of falls into that category.
It's good to know.
Yeah, just in case you're ever at a party and anyone's asking, like, hey, do you think Slaughter Beach Dog is Midwest emo? You
know, and I would say, well, of course, Major League Football.
American football.
Baseball. Baseball.
American part. Football, Modern Baseball. Those are two different bands.
Oh, my God. No. That's so painful. Okay, I didn't, like, dislike that one. I was just kind of, like, not offended. I wasn't, like, offended or anything. It just felt like nostalgia rock, you know, where they're just, like, picking a style. Like when Billy Joel does all of his, like, 50s stuff. And this kind of gave me the same vibe. It just kind of felt like a 50s slow jam, and, like, the bass is just, like, dun, 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 dun. And it wasn't really doing anything fun or inventive or creative, and the rock was just okay. Very basic.
You're forgetting about the funk-tastic saxophone solo.
I wouldn't call it... That wasn't funk sax. That was just...
I thought it was pretty funky. And I'm speaking as a non-funk connoisseur, I will say. I don't... Like, when I say the word funk, it's fully just from, like, what are my vibes?
Wait, what do you think funk is? Yeah, I got you.
Funk is, like... If I see something... If I hear something, I'm like, that's funk.
Like, you know it when you see it?
Hear it, but... Yeah. There's another funky saxophone song I could play that I think you would actually agree is funk that we're not going to play because we don't have time for that today. But I think if you heard that, you'd be like, now that is a funky monkey, is what you would say.
Brass monkey.
Yeah, but so you don't agree that was funk?
No, not even a little bit.
Carter was telling me, he's like, oh, I think this is a 50-60 slow jam, which is just another prime example of Carter being incorrect in his judgment. I'm sorry, I don't know why I said it like that. That was really mean.
I'm not, keep going.
I don't know. That wasn't even true. I think you're pretty reasonable most of the time.
Thanks, Noah. I'm sorry I'm criticizing your music on air.
That's the whole...
You know what's my biggest fear?
What?
Is that Beach Life, Dog.
Wait, who? Slaughter Beach, Dog?
Yeah, I get confused between all of Noah's things.
You definitely got confused, like, with the Carsey headrest
exactly.
song.
Exactly. And then I'm going to start throwing in, like, Black Country, New Road, and Beach Life and Death.
I will say
the funniest... And Major League Soccer and...
The funniest bet I've ever done is, or it's actually not, but when Carter and I are in the process, a year-long process of starting a band, and so we have a little playlist of songs we want to play, and like the second one I added was Beach Life and Death by Carsey Harris, which for those who don't know is this 13-minute epic where Will Toledo admits to being a furry. It's a terrific song.
But it's an interesting choice for, like, hey, we're gonna start a band, what's our vibe? I don't know, like Two Door Cinema Club, like, I don't know, maybe some, well, not Rex Orange County anymore.
Ooh, yeah.
But like you know, that type of music. And then he just very unironically and unapologetically adds a 13-minute epic about a man realizing he's a furry.
Yeah, I played some Carsey Harris last week, again, kind of an honor.
Oh, speaking of music and us possibly starting a band, I play bass. I will hypothetically be playing bass for the band that me and Noah are in the year-long process of starting. I also play bass with some other people. I will be playing bass this Friday at Craft House. If you are a Tufts student, you should go. The link is on the Craft House Instagram. You just got to sign up for the guest list. I'm playing bass with Mira. She is a fantastic solo artist, and we're her backing band, and it's me, Daniela, Jake, and Jonah, little squad. So come watch me play, probably at like 8:30 Craft House, little pre-Halloween party
shindig
stuff. Yeah, shindig.
Personally, I will be there watching and cheering on my good buddy Carter and pals.
If you are in love with Noah, if you were listening to this because you're a stalker, you should go to Craft House.
If you like want to look into my dainty eyes to see if my eyes are in fact
you
dainty.
Always describe your eyes as dainty. Very interesting.
If you ever want to see my dainty eyes, I will be at Craft House at 8:30 to watch Carter groove it out on the little bassy wacy. Okay. With that being said, we have a song from Carter. I'm gonna end that there. Okay, let's listen to some Wolfpack. I'm sorry about that, everyone.
Have teeth. The shark has teeth to eat. And why does a whale have feet? But I don't know.
Just listen to Darwin Derby by Wolfpack, comma Wolf, comma Theo Katzman. I have some thoughts on that song, Carter. Do you want to talk about it for like a minute or 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Give a quick rundown.
I love it. It's a bassy song. Love Wolfpack in all forms, and Noah and I kind of made a discovery during the break.
It just kind of feels like a song you'd hear. First, I said it feels like a song that like you'd walk into a pre-orientation group, and they're like, yeah, guys, get hyped up. It feels like they're playing that. But then Carter brought up a good point where it kind of feels like ad music, like
Cole's Cash. For Cole's Cash. Yeah. It's like, you know, they're playing that song and then it pauses and they're like, and it's just a guy buying a vest, and they're like, with Kohl's, you can, you know, get more for your money. And then they go back into the song. That's just the vibe that I got.
I will say, the part where a German man tries to seduce me was pretty cool. I thought that was a good vibe. I was kind of... Carter really made sure I heard that, which I enjoyed it. It kind of rubbed me in ways I didn't enjoy being rubbed.
Oh, God. Why? Find God. Literally find God.
But, no, that was a good one. All right. So that about wraps up our show. We got one more show to play. We got one more song to play, but we're going to fade out. Thank you so much to Carter for coming out and joining me on Foxtrot tonight. He will, in fact, be with me again next week, along with our good pal Grace Bourbon, who couldn't make it tonight, but she's rescheduling till next week. So another guest for Foxtrot. Again, if you like the music I play, if you like the words I say in your sweet, sweet ears, my name is Noah. My show's called Foxtrot. It comes every Wednesday morning at 2 a.m., Tuesday night, however you want to say it. And if you ever want to hang out with me, please, by all means, come along. Okay, right after me, I think we have a new show coming after me. So if you're dealing with some, you can't fall asleep, feel free to listen to these newbies. I'm sure it'll be good. All right. This is Noah, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to close you out with some Brian Eno, and see you all next week.
I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe.